Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast, and it is Friday. Congratulations on making it to this point in your week, and for the Temple family, this signals to us that we are halfway through our missions conference, and boy, just excited about what God is doing, and it's been a blessing to see as the Word of God is preached, the Lord work in folks' hearts, including my own, challenging us in regards to our role in the Great Commission. And you don't have to be from Temple to be challenged in that area. God wants all of us to do our part in reaching the lost with the good news. And so I hope that that'll at least be on our minds today as we go about serving the Lord on this Friday. Let's go ahead now and look at our memory verse for the week. It is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. And I want to spend some extra time on this today. This will be the thought of the day. First Kings chapter 16 is the chapter that everyone will be reading, and I hope that you will look at that. We'll be back on track on Monday to start in to the book of Kings once again. But for all intents and purposes, I wanted to dedicate at least one podcast to explaining a little bit more of a thought in regards to our memory verse, which is, again, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. I'll read that a couple of times, and then we'll talk about it just for a second. The Bible says this, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith in purity." One more time, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Now, to give a little bit of the context surrounding this, of course, as Paul writes 1 and 2 Timothy, and he wrote Titus as well, these are preacher boys that he is writing and that he has had the ability to impact. And so, so much of the book is written to these pastors in regards to how they should conduct themselves and things that they should communicate to their people. And if you notice what Paul says here in the first few words, "Let no man despise thy youth." Here he's giving us the understanding here that Timothy was a young man. He was a young pastor. And yet he's telling Timothy, listen, you know, don't give anybody reason to look down upon you as a pastor, as a Christian, and so much so is associated, at least in our world today, with youth and foolishness. We tend to look back on our youth and say, well, we made a lot of foolish decisions. Now, that's not to say that as a person gets older, they don't make foolish decisions as well, but Paul is simply encouraging, listen, he says this, listen, you know, separate yourselves from that foolishness and focus on the impact that you can have on other believers. He says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example." That word example, there's the idea of a pattern. Show forth in your life the way you are, the things that you do. Show forth a pattern here to the believers. And this is an important truth too as well. If you are a born-again Christian, and you are in a part of the community of, let's say, our youth group or Temple Baptist Church or whatever church that you attend, understand that as you interact with others, they are watching you. They are absorbing the person that you are. They see the actions that you do. They hear the words that you speak. They know the conduct of your life. And so Paul's reminding Timothy of this. It's an important factor, but I want us to think about this verse now for just a second in relation to our memory verse last week. And if you'll remember, it was directly related to how we can impact the lost world that is watching us. And if you remember that, he says, listen, for so is the will of God that you do good works. And so that you can put to silence by, in other words, by your actions, the things that you do. Well, he's saying here, you can show not the lost world, but you can show believers and encourage them by not so much of what you do, but who you are. I want you to think about that. Think of some of the things that he says here. Be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Paul is putting an emphasis upon character here. And I think this is such an important point. You know, there are people today who find it easier, okay, to do rather than to be. And I have seen Christians who find it easier to maybe do something in regards to their Christian life. In other words, they find it easier to volunteer. They find it easier to work. They find it easier to do something that is good. And maybe they struggle in the area of being. See, Paul here is showing us something that is extra important. God doesn't just want us to do, okay? He doesn't want us to just, well, I work on a bus route and I help people come to church and I visit all day and I witness all day. And surely all of that doing just, you know, makes the Lord pleased with me. Does doing have a part? It most certainly does. But we cannot forget that the doing is always in connection with what God has done on the inside and who we are in Christ. See, I can't just attend church and feel good about that and be involved in ministry and sing in the choir and maybe play in the orchestra and do all these things and then come home and not treat my kids right or not treat my wife right. Or talk wrongly to them, or have bad character, or have bad habits that are just left undealt with. And see, that's the point here of what Paul is saying. He's saying, "Listen, Timothy, listen. It one way that you can show forth a great example to believers that are around you is to pay attention to the person that you are, your character." Matters. Does God care that I never miss a service? Yes, he cares that. Does God care that I am on time and I am there for choir practice because that is the ministry that I have volunteered for and that I enjoy and I'm a part of? Does God care about that? Yes, he cares about that. If God has called you to work in a bus ministry in which half the day you're visiting kids in order to get them to come to church. Does God care about that? Yes, he cares about that. But the Christian life is not just doing. It's about being. And so the two of these in connection with what God tells us in other places in his word ought not be forgotten. Listen, teenager, just don't get in the habit of thinking because you attend church, everything is hunky-dory and peachy keen. Okay, no, God wants my character, my life, my relationship to him to be in connection with the things that I do. And so I hope that that makes sense to you. And I hope that we will not just work hard at being faithful in some of these doing things, doing areas, but we will also be faithful to be and to make sure that our character is exactly what God wants it to be. Okay, so that's a little bit longer explanation here. I realize this is a little bit longer podcast, but this is something I've been thinking a lot about recently. And I want to make sure that my life is not just doing, but it's letting Christ shine in me, and it's affecting the way I treat people in my home. It's affecting the way I think. It's affecting all the things that I do, and it's all wrapped up in who God is and who He wants me to be, okay? All right, that's the thought for today, and every time we work to memorize this verse over the next week, I hope that we'll think about it in connection with that, okay? Listen, thanks so much for joining us. We'll take a break over the weekend, but we will be back on Monday, and I hope you'll join us for that. Take care.